Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav 7-6. Now the Mishnah considers the halachas that apply to a getting, like I'll call it, secondary benefit from something which was forbidden by a nether. So if a person, for example, I'll give examples. If a person, for example, says, Konam Peros Ha'elu Alai, a person says, these produce are forbidden to me. So he has an apple and he says the apple is forbidden to him like a korban. So now all benefit from the apple is forbidden to him. And that would be true even if he said a different expression of neder. Like, for example, he says, konam hen alpi, or konam hen lifi. He forbids him, I'll call it, to his mouth. But the point is, he's not explicitly restricting eating, so it means all general benefit. That's the interpretation of even something like konam hen lifi. And that being the case, all benefit is forbidden. Now, what if a person wants to trade the apple for a pear? So the Torah already says you're not allowed to do that, because if the apple is forbidden to get benefit, so then he's deriving benefit by using the apple to barter to get the pear. So that's already an issur from the Torah. But once he gets the pear, so according to many Rishonim, including the Bartanura, like Rashi, so the pear is not usur medorais to get benefit from. He did something wrong in trading the apple, but now it's a pear. The pear doesn't, the issur doesn't latch onto the pear. That's a rule in general. Worth noting, that rule isn't true when it comes to transacting with Shemitah produce or with Avodah Zarah, but we're not talking about that. Okay, so fine. So that means, the Mishnah here says, Aser b'chilufehen, even the exchanged item, meaning, for example, let's say the pear he got for the apple is also forbidden, that'll be a din derabanan, since the guy went ahead and did something that's prohibited by the Torah and traded the apple using it as money, so he got benefit, so we punish him and say, cheaters never prosper, and even this guy with his pear, he can't eat the pear either, get benefit from it, midderabanan. Also, ubigdulehen, same goes with that, from that which grows from the forbidden apple is also forbidden to him. This is because when you make a nether, you turn something to be like hekdesh. If you have a hekdesh, you know, consecrated to the base of mikdash, apple, and you plant it, so then what grows from it is forbidden. So too over here, we're saying what grows from the apple is forbidden to this guy. In contrast, if he restricted himself not from benefit in general, but just from eating the apple, so he says something like, he says, konam the apple she'ani ochel, that I won't eat the apple because it's like a korban to me. Or he says, konam the apple she'ani toem, that I won't taste it. So now we're talking about eating or tasting. That's not general benefit, it's just specifically eating it. So then, since there's no restriction on using it for general benefit, he could barter with it. And therefore, if he exchanges the apple for the pear, mutter b'chilufehen, that which he exchanges it for, like the pear, is permitted for him to eat. Uvigdulehen, the same goes with what grows from it. So if he plants that the apple seed in the ground, you know, the apple he couldn't eat, but the apples that grow on the new tree, he could eat. Now the Mishnah qualifies that and says, this is all true, bedavar shezaro kala, assuming that the kind of seed we're talking about from the produce he forbade himself is the kind of seed that totally wastes away in the ground, like an apple seed, right? It just totally disappears, then from like almost nothingness, germinates a new apple tree. But aval bedavar she'ein zaro kala, if we're talking about the kind of produce which when you plant it, it doesn't totally disappear. Like, for example, you take an onion and put it in the ground. So the onion bulb, it sticks around a little bit. So the concern is, therefore, there's a bit of onion, old onion, and the new onion that grows out of it. And therefore, if you look gedule gedulin asurin, even if you talk about like a second or third or fourth generation onion, so then it's going to be forbidden to eat because we're concerned that there's some onion, the original onion, present in this second, third, fourth generation onion. That'll be the halacha, like the Mr. Ren, like I explained it. Worth noting that in the first case where you forbid benefit in general, so we say that the tree that grew from the apple seed is forbidden, but the Rambam Paskins, like most Rishonim, that gedulei geduleihen, meaning the second degree, second generation, so that the first tree that grew from the apple seed, its apples are forbidden. But if you take that apple and plant it in the ground, what grows from it, like the second tree, that would be permitted, since the Israel only goes for one generation, so to speak, and not more than one generation.